The reason he has albinism is because his mother laughed at an albino while she was pregnant.
Albino,
which is true, we all know that's true.
Albino rabbit, albino hamster, albino frog. Hi and welcome to the White Noise Show with Sarah and Christina. How are you, Sarah?
I'm very well, thank you, Christina. How are you?
I'm very well. Have you been up to anything interesting?
Absolutely nothing, if I'm quite honest.
Oh, excellent. Well, I'll tell you what I've been up to. I've been up to watching the weather forecast in anticipation that we might get snow.
You know what that means?
What does that mean?
We can't stand still for too long because you'd never find us.
Oh, you see, but you say that, but I like a bit of snow because what it does is it makes my hair look really yellow.
So you can pretend to be blonde.
So I can pretend to be blonde and all Scandinavian and people believe it.
As opposed to looking like a snowman.
As opposed to looking like Olaf.
Do you know what happened to me the other day?
What happened to you the other day?
I was picking my son up from nursery.
Yep.
And one of the other little children turned around and said, "That's Sebastian's Nana." At which point his mother, who was picking him up, looked really embarrassed.
And what did you smile? Did they say anything?
I just smiled.
Come on, grandson. Come along now.
Come along with me. Little boy.
I'll take you to your mother. I'll take you to your dark-haired mother.
Your very dark-haired mother. So, yeah, that was kind of entertaining.
Okay, well, you know, if you've got any stories like that, email thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com. On today's show, we have got a treat lined up for you. A treat.
Really? Now, don't disappoint me.
So, we're going to be talking about apple, as in... not things you eat, but as in Apple.
Okay.
As in the company.
Steve Jobs.
Or Steve Jobs, who's sadly no longer with us. We've got a quiz that I believe I'm going to be taking part in this week.
You are indeed, yes.
We're going to be talking about cheating on eye tests.
Okay.
And we've got a couple of new features that we want our listeners to join in with.
Okay. This sounds good.
And... The running theme throughout the show is we're going to be looking live at albino related tweets.
Oh my good God.
Shall I kick it off with the first one?
Let's go for it.
That's just coming live. Okay. I've no idea. Oh. Nah, my insult from now. Oh no, I can't read that one out. That's horrifically rude. It's all the nice things that people say about albinism. Oh, we can't read that out.
All in one tweet. Well, that's a really good start to our live tweet feed. I'm glad that we have established this.
Right, first one. It's a junco, or it could be an albino red-breasted robin. Well, don't all robin have red breasts anyway? And what's a junco?
I've absolutely no idea what a junco is. Is this some kind of bird watching Twitter
it's like my news, isn't it? It's all about animals. The next one is just says baby albino turtle.
That's it.
Yes.
Literally just says baby albino. I don't think I understand Twitter. I think that's the problem. I'm not sure that I'm down with the kids enough to really get what it's all about.
Sarah, you need to enter the 21st century and fast. Next one. Maybe because I'm an albino, I always thought I had some free Jordian parents. What do you think?
What?
Red-headed albino freckle baby mini me.
Yeah, you see, and I hear things like this and I think, do I want to be on Twitter?
Oh, but I reckon they're talking about you here. Check out this gorgeous female albino.
Yeah, totally me. Wasn't that topless shot I did last year, was it? Jokes.
Yeah, another baby albino turtle. Another baby albino turtle. All it's being retweeted.
Retweeted. Why are people retweeting that? What is there a picture?
No, there isn't a picture. Someone has listed list of pets I want to own. Albino chameleon. Albino albino rabbit. Albino hamster, albino gerbil, albino frog.
So basically small animals with albinism, they want a little albinism menagerie.
Some kind of some albino menagerie, which is rather strange. people work in strange ways.
I'm kind of disturbed by that.
I'm kind of disturbed by that too. I mean, there's nothing I want less than some kind of like albino menagerie going on. We're going to talk about Apple. Now, I'm very disappointed in Apple at the moment. I have just updated my iOS.
Right. And that would be the operating system.
That would be the Apple operating system. If you don't have an Apple product, this section could be dull for you, very dull. If you do, and I'm just being thick, please email thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com. But I'm having huge issues. Now, I know we're both big Apple fans. We've both got iMacs, we've both got iPads, we've both got iPhones.
Indeed, we do.
And I'm
sure... I feel like a bit of a loser when you say it like that. But yes, I do. I do. I have been sucked in by the corporate world of Apple Mac. Like,
and you know me, I always get the white Apple products as well. Always have to get the white ones out of principle.
No, see, I don't.
It's kind of like some...
mine are black.
Some sister thing. Yeah, it's because you're a wannabe. If you want a bit of colour, I'm happy with who I am. I go with a white one.
Comfortable with being all white.
Comfortable, yeah. I have the Apple products with albinism. Now, so I've updated my iOS, my operating system. And as I'm sure lots of our listeners, they probably use Apple products because of their accessibility, because of the magnification, the pinch and zoom. I'm having really big trouble with my pinch and zoom. It's not pinching and it's not zooming. I get this stupid thing that magnifies a little part of the screen. And it's just really annoying because I can't, it disturbs me. And I've
tried.
Did you
not fix that? Did you not go into like the settings?
I did, and it doesn't do it, and it still crops up. And there was an iOS update yesterday, and quite sadly, I updated it. And I just don't, I feel very sad because my phone, I use it all the time. You know, I take photos with it. You know, if I can't see something, I'll take a photo of it, pinch and zoom to, you know, see what it is. And it's just putting me off using my phone. I feel quite distressed by the whole thing.
It's funny, isn't it? Like the world of Apple has, I think, has really done so much for the visually impaired community. Brings a tear to my eye. No, I really think it's done loads for the visually impaired community because you talk about, you know, even doing simple things like that, taking a photograph of something that's far away and you can't see it, and then you pinch and zoom and then you can actually see it. And I think all of that is so positive, hasn't it? It's been such a positive thing. So like on my phone, I have apps that tell me like, don't just tell me bus timetables. They tell me which bus is coming next. So it finds the bus stop that I'm stood at, uses like maps or whatever to find the bus stop I'm stood at. And then it will tell me which bus is next to come along the road. I don't need to see bus numbers. It tells me when I'm getting a train. So say I was getting a train into like Birmingham New Street, for example, I can look up my next train. If I'm getting a connecting train, I can look it up on the app and I can find the next platform that I need to go to. So therefore, I don't need to look at kind of the overhead screens. I can use it as a magnifier. I can use it as a map. So I use it loads. I use mine absolutely loads as like a sat nav, like walking as a sat nav. And then if I'm trying to find somewhere, I then use my little app as sat nav kind of thing. And then I can go straight to Google Earth. So I can even find an image of the building or whatever it is that I'm trying to find. So I don't have to be able to read numbers or anything like that. Yeah. Or like house names or, you know. And I find all of that just has kind of revolutionized my life, however sad that might be. And the same for my iPad. I can read a newspaper. I get the news, you know, I get the Guardian straight to my iPad every day. So suddenly all of that becomes accessible to me. Suddenly all of, so at the moment I'm doing a presentation at work and I have to do all the research behind it and go through all kind of the medical papers and stuff behind it. And all I have to do is download a PDF onto my iPad and suddenly I can sit on the sofa, do a pinch and zoom, and I can sit and read PDF documents. Do you know what I mean? From the comfort of my sofa. I can, I don't know, there's just, do you know, there are just so many things that you can do with it. Even like reading books. If I don't want to listen to an audiobook, I do tend to listen to audiobooks, which actually I have as an Audible app on my phone and my iPad and my iMac. But if I didn't want to do that, there's iBooks. And I can actually make it as big, the text as big as I want, and sit and read an iBook if I want to physically read. And I just find it's just changed my life. And I'm sure there's absolutely loads of people out there who would go, this isn't individual to Apple. You could have like a Samsung tablet or whatever, and it would do exactly all the same things. But I do feel loyal to Apple because they were the first ones to make it accessible.
I agree. Do you find that you use, because, you know, I think people will gradually, as they listen more and more, realise that I am Miss Bluff of the century. I try at all costs to get away with being the most cited person in the world. And I quite often use my phone. So say you go into Starbucks or Costa, I take a picture of the you know, the board behind the counter, and then I'll just quickly, casually, like, oh, this is, you know, because you people take pictures. I'm a big Instagrammer, and I'm always taking pictures of things. So I think these days it doesn't look unusual if you kind of, and you can take pictures in a really discreet way as well. But I'll just, you know, stand there.
Or at least you think it's in a discreet way.
Yeah, probably not. It's like, out the way, everybody. Can you just move your head? Duck down a bit. And I can't see what the lattes are. Can you just duck down a bit further? What flavours? Duck down. I need a photo. When I'm waiting in the queue, I'll just zoom in and think, oh, yeah, so that's what we'll be getting then now today, shall we? And also I do it with things. You know, if somebody's talking about something and I'm there and I'll just, like, you know, I've done it with people as well, like taking a picture. Obviously, people, you know, they don't know. You just take a picture and then you zoom in as well. I love it. It's great. It's brilliant. And then when I'm at the bus stop as well, and there's a bus coming, it's quite, if the bus is moving slowly, it sort of works okay. I'll you know, have it on as though I'm about to take a picture, but not actually
camera,
take one.
And then zoom
to find out the bus number. And nobody would think that. I mean, I genuinely think most people wouldn't think that was weird because people just do things with phones
all
the
time.
Think you're
a bus spotter. Yes, that's kind of, not weird.
It's the number weird. Four coming. It's the number four.
Number four, driven by Birch on a Tuesday. Lovely. Just note that down in my book.
But what I find irritating, because this is the height of laziness. So you're sitting on the sofa, watching the TV, but you're sitting on the sofa from a normal distance that normal people would sit at, not close up.
And we is not normal.
No.
Well,
I am. So you're sitting on the sofa and you want to look at your Sky Planner. Well, from the sofa in my house, that's never going to happen. So what I always think is, I'll just get my phone and do that sneaky, I'll look at it, take a picture. It never works. You cannot take a picture of text on your screen. It just doesn't work. So
interesting. I would go into my BBC iPlayer app and I would look at the programme listings.
No, but it's my planner, so it's stuff that I've recorded.
Oh, I see.
So you're obviously not a Sky
more of a challenge,
Sky user,
then.
Are you? You could put
SkyPlayer on your as an app.
I could. It's not really. I don't like it though. It's not really.
It's a bit
clunky. Yeah, it's crashed and stuff an awful lot. But so for me, that's quite disappointing, that whole thing that I can't take pictures of the TV. But that's to do with laziness rather than anything else. I should be able to just get up and stand in front of the screen. But nobody else does it, so why should I do it?
Absolutely.
I'm not angry though, Sarah. I'm not an angry person.
No, you're not an angry person. I normally, I have to confess, that when I go through... I'm not posh enough to have Sky, I just have Virgin.
Oh, because having Sky makes you right posh, innit?
Right posh. Well, you do shop at Waitrose, dear. So anyway, my Virgin planner, I will just sit back on the sofa and it normally takes me about 5 attempts to find the programme that I wanted to get recorded because I literally can't be bothered to stand up and walk across the room and look at the television.
Well, as proven last week's show, Sarah, your balance is all that and not that great, is it, love?
True, so I'm just better to sit down.
Standing up for you is a bit of an issue.
The one funny thing, though, that I have found after using all these Apple products is obviously the functional pinch and zoom is particularly effective. It would appear it's less effective when you try and do it on a cookbook, I discovered the other day.
I love it.
Didn't even think about it. I literally did not. I was looking up a recipe because I can't cook. And I literally stood there and I went, oh, I'm pinched and zoomed. But the worst bit was that my husband saw me. I thought I'd got away with it because I kind of like sniggered to myself because I was like, oh, God, I can't believe I've done that.
It didn't work. Why did my book not enlarge itself?
So that was great.
I laugh, but I've done it on so many things.
I know.
I've done it on the television. I've done it once on a cash machine. And that is embarrassing because that's in public. And you're like, I do it subconsciously. And as I've done it, I'm like, what am I doing? Stop! I've done it on a newspaper. I've done it on pretty much everything. It's just such a natural thing now.
We've been brainwashed.
Utterly brainwashed. Totally. Totally. Well, if you've got any stories about pinching and zooming on random objects, you're probably more sane than normal than Sarah and I, email thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com. I am the queen of bluffing. I love a bluff. I love, for some reason, pretending to look like I can see way more than I can. So, I thought it'd be great to have a new feature in our show. Right, you'll like this. You'll think this is great.
Okay. Right.
Play on words. It's going to be called the Bluffington Post.
The Bluffington Post. Very good.
We would like to invite listeners to email us or leave a message, a comment on our Facebook page or tweet us. Our tweet is @WhiteNoiseShow. Not the, it's just @WhiteNoiseShow with their best bluffs. So Sarah, I would like to start off with my bluff.
Okay.
And then you can add yours.
Okay.
I am pathetic. I realise I'm pathetic, but I get off on pretending that I am the sightiest person in the world. So we do quite a lot of online grocery shopping just because it's easy with two kids. And actually, it's quite easy because you can see the prices of things. It's just like for access reasons as well. It's quite easy. I was in Waitrose the other day. I'd done an online shop about 3 days before, so really I shouldn't have been in Waitrose, but I was, just can't keep away. And there was somebody, I was standing near the eggs, and there was somebody in a mobility scooter coming up behind me, an older person, and they said to me, could you bend down and get me those eggs? I was like, yeah, sure. They pointed to the ones that they wanted, picked them up. Now they were the same eggs that I'd just coincidentally got from my online shop. She said to me, so how much are they? And, if something is on ground level, I'm not going to be able to see it. I have to, like, bend down, sit on the
Waitrose, so you just guess it's $8.99 or more.
Sit on the floor, lie on the floor, contort myself at various angles to be able to see the price when it's, like, at feet height. And anyway, I said to her, yes, they're $2.99. And I was so chuffed with myself because I knew they were $2.99.
And did you make sure that you looked at the label?
Yeah, I did. I looked down and I proudly said, yes, they are $2.99. Those eggs, they are $2.99. The reason I knew they were $2.99 is because I bought the exact same eggs 3 days before online. And I walked away feeling right chuffed, thinking, she thought I could see that. And I blatantly had no idea.
Well done, you.
So do I get a gold star? Would I get a gold star? Mm-hmm. If we're awarding gold star, I think so.
That is an excellent
bluff. I think so. Now, can I ask you if you have any bluffs for the week?
Well, my bluff of the week this week is pathetic because I was bluffing to a 2.5-year-old. So I think this takes me into the realms of loserishness. So my little lad is becoming more and more interested in pointing things out in the world around him. This leaves the unfortunate mess of, I have no idea half the time what he's pointing at. And given that half the words he says at the moment are slightly unclear, we're both a bit lost. So anyway, we're going along the road in his buggy, and he pointed and said, cat. And I thought, what do I do now? Because he might be pointing to something completely wrong that isn't a cat. However, I just went, oh, yes, darling, a little pussycat, meow, meow, thinking, I have no idea where that cat is. Might be a cat, might not be a cat. And I thought, you know, I think he believed it. I think it was a good bluff.
Until a man walked past and went, yeah, your son's pointing at a cement mixer there, love. I've never heard one of those go meow before.
It's true. And I am a little bit concerned that he's going to grow up with some really strange ideas about what things are.
Thinking that the robins in the trees go meow meow.
Indeed, and it could well have been that. I have no idea. I never did discover whether there was a cat or not. But
to be fair, I've been doing that for the last 7 years. Oh mummy, what bird is that in the tree? Oh well son, I think it might be a, and what's the most common bird? I'm like, I think it might be a starling. I think it could be a pigeon. Now we started to say, no, Mummy, that's not a pigeon. It's a lesser spotted red finch bluebird, blah, 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 blah.
Wow, he's a bird watcher.
He's a clever boy, my son. He would be, wouldn't he? Yeah. All the time, absolutely everything. My daughter, she's like, Mummy, there's a doggy over there. Look, that looks like such and such dog. I'm like, oh, yes, of course it does. And like your son, very unreliable. Might be a horse, might be a sheep, might be a cow. But I'm
who
like,
knows?
Who knows? It's an animal. And I'll just say, brilliant.
I did spend the other day, I was in Tesco's. Some of us don't get to Waitrose. I was in Tesco's and we were walking around and my son went, Daddy, Daddy. And I said, no, Daddy's at work. And he was like going, Daddy, Daddy. And I was going, no, Daddy, Daddy's at work. Daddy's not here. This went on for a few seconds longer before I realised my husband actually was in Tesco's.
Standing in front of you waving.
Yeah, waving. Oh, I see you are actually here. Sorry about that. I felt terrible because I'd obviously been telling him that, no, Daddy's not here.
Did you profusely apologise?
No.
Well, see, that's where it's all going wrong, isn't it? That's now, where it's all going wrong.
Oh, silly mummy or something like that, but it's fine.
Well, if you've got any bluffs, you can email us at thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com or at @whitenoiseshow or find us on Facebook. I'll just quickly go back to Twitter, Sarah, a live look at Twitter.
Okay, make sure it's not rude first.
No, no. Okay, so what do you call Lauren when she's pale? An albino Laurenage.
Okay.
I'm salmon, 100% albino.
A salmon?
What about an albino peacock?
Is that it? What about an albino peacock?
Yeah.
Full stop.
Albino deer came to visit the feeder.
Right.
Didn't know albino deers could talk. SH1T3. Excellent. Oh, this is nice. Me. Oh, dear. Oh, no, that's disappeared, that one. Me. When a woman said that women give two albinos because they laugh at an albino when they were pregnant.
Right.
So can you decode that at all?
I think she's saying...
No, it's a man,
the reason, or he's saying the reason he has albinism is because his mother laughed at an albino while she was pregnant. Which is true. We all know that's true. So
it's
that's quite, fair enough.
Of course it is.
Fair enough that that's been tweeted because... That's obviously real, you know.
That, you know.
Medical fact, that is.
I mean, Darwin, that's what he said, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's true. You know,
Charles Darwin, I've seen it quoted many a time. If you laugh at, yeah, that. Oh, this one, Sarah. Staring at this albino, so many questions I want to ask. I tell you what, you can ask us at thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com.
Why don't we tweet them back?
I should. Shall we tweet them back?
Tweet them. Go on, tweet. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
I tell you what, I'll tweet them later because I'm struggling at the moment with my pinch and zoom. It's going all
you're
a
just
bit...
not. You're just not that quick.
It's all a bit gone awry.
I can't believe that all of these tweets have come up in the space of what, 30 minutes?
No, they really do. It's quite tragic. If I type in, the interesting
thing...
It's
entirely tragic.
The interesting thing is if I type into Twitter albino, you get lots of these slightly odd, slightly weird, slightly kind of fantasy things or things about albino animals. If you type in albinism, you get more intellectual you get stuff that actually is of worth.
Yeah, that's not that surprising though.
No, it's not. Moving on.
Okay.
I believe we have a quiz.
Okay, so what we're gonna be doing today is 20 questions.
Oh, I love it.
Albino styly.
So is that 20 albino questions?
No. It's basically you know the game 20 questions.
Yes.
So where I think of something and you get 20 questions in order to guess what I'm thinking of.
Yes.
Okay. So it's going to be albinism related.
Okay.
Okay. Off you go.
So you're only allowed to say yes and no answer. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So do they have white hair?
No.
Do they have pink eyes?
No.
Are they an actual albino thing?
No.
Are they a fictional thing?
No.
Have I ever come across one in my daily life before.
Yes.
Do I own one?
Yes.
Is it me?
No.
Is it living?
No.
Is it... How many questions have I had? Are you keeping track?
You've had 8.
Do I come across it on a daily basis?
Yes. Sort of.
Do you have one?
Yes.
Do people without albinism have one?
Yes.
This could all go very badly wrong. This could go into the realms of rudeness, but it won't.
It's not rude. There's nothing rude about it.
Do you see it on the television?
Yeah.
Do... Is it big?
Not particularly. No.
Have you seen mine?
Yes.
Let's just say in a non, you know, kind of way. Is mine better than yours?
That's personal choice, but I would say no. Come on, you're running out of questions here. This is really lame.
It's lame because it's tricky. Oh, this is, it's ringing bells now. I'm thinking this is something that we've talked about. Do children have them?
Yeah.
Have my kids got them?
Yeah.
Do you wear them?
No. Well, yeah. Kind of, yeah.
How many questions have I got left?
You got 4 left.
I don't like 20 questions.
It's your idea.
Do I eat them?
No.
I have absolutely no idea. Is it my white iPhone?
No.
Is it my white iPad?
No, and you've run out of questions.
Oh, what was it?
Well, I think we should get the listeners to guess.
Okay. If you can guess what it was that Sarah chose for her 20 questions, you can visit thewhitenoiseshow.com or you can email us at thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com or tweet us at @whitenoiseshow. And if you don't, you will never know.
It'll be a mystery forever. I have one last thing to say, actually, before the show ends. I have to submit a retraction from a previous White Noise show that we did, just in case anyone listens to them, having been put back up on the internet. So, I can't remember what number show it was, there was an unfortunate incident where I referred to a man called Jimmy Savile. And at the time, I referred to him as a national Trevor? A national treasure. As it happens, he's a prolific paedophile. So I would just like to take back calling him a national treasure. This was before any of this was known.
In hindsight. I think he might have been a national Trevor, to be fair.
A national Trevor. And in hindsight, I am taking his name off the list of things that people with albinism might get called is inappropriate.
Very inappropriate.
So I apologise.
I think your apology will have been accepted because that was pre-Operation Uterine.
It was pre-Operation Uterine.
Only just, I think, wasn't it?
I just want to get it out there.
Just want to put it out there. We do not endorse anything Jimmy Savile.
It's true.
Sarah may look like Jimmy Savile, but she does not endorse him.
Thank you, Christina. Yes, that's exactly how I look.
We're going to move on to cheating eye tests.
Okay.
Just a quickie. I was just wanting to know if you have ever cheated at an eye test to improve your visual acuity. I'm asking this partly because I'm a bit of a cheater and a blagger, as we all know, but partly because we've put a survey up on Facebook about, it's a survey with lots of questions that we would like you to answer. One of those is, have you ever cheated at an eye test? And we will read out your responses on the show. So you can find it on our Facebook page. You could also find it on Twitter, which is @WhiteNoiseShow. So, Sarah, have you ever cheated at an eye test?
Yes, I have.
Talk me through it.
So, there have been a few incidents. All of them were in childhood. When I remember once having an eye test at school, just because I think they used to do like standard eye tests for all children. And I remember being really embarrassed about doing an eye test in front of the other kids. So when I walked into the room, I realised that I was able to glance over at the eye chart as I walked past it so that I could read down a few lines.
How far, when you walked in the room, how many lines would you have got down?
I only got down three lines, to be fair, but that's better than the top letter, isn't it?
Yeah, really.
And I remember my class teacher being highly confused by the entire situation.
Did you fess?
Yeah, I did in the end.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
Were you quite chuffed with yourself, though? Shoes.
I was a bit, initially, I was a bit like, ha-ha, I pretended I can see. And obviously, when you're a kid and you go into the ophthalmologist's office and they have the one behind you, that's reflected in the mirror to make it double the length or whatever. And I always used to take a sneaky peek at that one. The sad truth was, even from my chair underneath the light up chart, I could only see the next two letters down anyway. So
really,
it's all a bit of a waste of time.
It made no odds.
Mm.
Yeah, I used to hate it at school when they'd, because what they used to do back in the olden days, I don't know if they did it back with you, I think it was like a nurse that came around and did it or something, and she'd have to all line up and then just go and, oh my goodness, it was just humiliation. I used to go red and I just, because she'd stand there and I was so embarrassed that I think once I just didn't say anything and she thought I wasn't very well. I think I feigned illness. And another time I just stood there and I stood there and read the top letter and there's that kind of like, yep, and
what was that?
And
dot.
I was like, no, A. She just couldn't get her head around it. And then I think she obviously realised that there was something awry.
Quite wrong.
And let me go. But I think actually I was more paranoid because I don't think any of the kids were paying any attention at all. But you say you did it as a kid. I very sadly did it not that long ago, probably. Oh, about 5 or 6 years ago, I went to see, I obviously don't go very often, but I went to see an ophthalmologist because I needed to, for some proof of vision or whatever. He was a friend of my dad's and he was very nice. And so I knew I could get away with it and he wouldn't. Anyway, so I was sitting down on the chair. He went out of the room to, I think, get some drops or something. And I literally stood on the chair, turned round and read four lines down. And then we did the whole, you know, I didn't remember them. And we did the whole eye test thing. And he was like, for a fraction of a second, he was like, oh, like some kind of hallelujah moment of, you know.
She's cured.
But yeah, the chorus. She's cured. Hallelujah. And then suddenly he realised. He was like, you know, when I left the room, did you move from your chair? I was like, well, because they can turn them round, can't they?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He said, right, okay, well, what we'll do is we'll just turn the... And he knew, and he was being funny, and he turned the chart round. He's like, let's try again then. And I'm like,
How weird would that have been if he'd come in the room when you were stood on the chair?
I know. Like,
hi.
That would have been even. I was just checking to make sure that all the letters were in the right places.
Thought I saw a mouse.
Yeah. There was a mouse on the floor, a fly. I just was up here for a protection. Not because I was cheating at my eye test in any shape, way or form.
I do think that it's brilliant because eye tests for us are so quick, aren't they? It's just like you go in and you're like, yeah, H.
I know. Well, I think we've talked about it in previous shows. I can't understand. Eye tests must just go on forever for everybody else, mustn't they? I
How mean, boring.
It's like reciting.
And read like a million lines out.
Yeah, it's like reciting the alphabet about five times. A, E, I, F, U, blah, blah, blah.
It's true. It's true. Who's got time for that? That's what I'm saying. Who's got time for it?
Well, really, I think
we are more interesting people as a result.
I think you're right, and I think Specsavers would like us because we're quite economic, aren't we?
True.
They can see, for every person with albinism, they can see, like, you know, they could see about 10 people with albinism to one person with normal vision.
Herd you through like cattle.
Yeah.
See, saving the NHS money left, right and centre, we are.
I think we are. Right, Sarah, I think we'll do our last tweet.
Okay.
This is live. I have no idea what it's going to be, but the trouble is I need to read it first because a lot of them, unfortunately have, so here we go. Albino alligator at St. Augustine's Alligator Farm Zoological Park. Wow, I think I just saw an albino junco. Does such a thing exist? Oh, we had that before, didn't we, a junco?
We did. I think that may be the same, you know, obviously in the same town there's a junco flying around.
Yeah. We keep having lots of albino turtles. That comes up quite frequently. Oh, we've got an albino squirrel.
Oh, my God, is it in that town in Oregon that we talked about a million years ago?
I reckon it probably is. Oh, the last one. He's the only albino zebra left on the planet. He has gold stripes and such stunning blue eyes. On that note, we will finish. So if you want to get in touch with us, email thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter at White Noise Show or find us on Facebook. So goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
Bye.
Bye.